Alaska's mushing season has kicked off, and so far, two highly competitive races have been won by the same sled dog driver. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
This year's Copper Basin 300 was slow. In fact, it was the latest finish in Glen Allen that race manager Jason Sievers can recall.
It snowed probably a foot to 15 inches throughout the region here from Sunday on into today.
A firm, crusty base layer was covered up by all that fresh snow, making for a punchy trail that slowed the dogs down. Out of 43 teams in this year's race, 16 scratched, an exceptionally high number. Sievers blames a turn in the weather early in the route.
The mushers got to Chistochina, and the wind started picking up, and going from Chistochina over to Myers Lake, the wind going across the hump up there was blowing 30-plus miles an hour.
Sievers says some mushers withdrew in order to keep their dogs from injuries. But Monday evening, a little after 7 p.m., Nicholas Petit crossed the finish line, securing his second top finish in as many weeks. The weekend prior, he won the Kinnick 200. Both of the mid-distance races are qualifiers for the Iditarod and the Yukon Quest, attracting seasoned veterans and newcomers alike. Petit's victory earned him $7,000 in prize money, about a third of the total purse. Second place in this year's CB300 was Dan Caduce, followed by past Yukon Quest champion Alan Moore. Fourth place was taken by Ryan Olson, last year's CB300 winner and former handler for Moore and his partner Ali Zirkel in Two Rivers. The next major sled dog race of the season is the Kuskokwim 300, which starts in Bethel this Friday. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.